This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Boy, do we have a lot to get to, but let me just prove to you why he is such a hometown product. He is wearing a hoodie that I would probably give a month's salary to actually own. This is one of the coolest hoodies I've ever seen, and please explain to our audience the connection of one of Pittsburgh's all-time great quarterbacks, Mark Bolger. But I love Greenfield Cougars. Where'd you get that at?
Yeah, that came up on my Facebook feed. So I'm on a couple Facebook pages at Greenfield, and they were putting it out there, you know, to buy sweatshirts or hats, T-shirts of our old youth football team, which was amazing. I mean, we were blessed to have it as kids. It was a great organization.
It is a great organization. Because why? Because of the history, the names, the connection. Explain who the coach was.
Yeah, the head coach for a long time. I mean, there were many, but for in my run there, Jim Bolger was our head coach. His son, Mark Bolger, played at Central, WVU, and then went on to St. Louis in the NFL. So it was just great being around that type of caliber of player. His dad played at Notre Dame. The instruction we got from those guys was invaluable.
All right, so on today's program, people that are dealing with the winter weather, they've got water lines that are being invaded because of those roots. They've got a roof that they're so afraid that the tree may fall on or already has, or they just need to move things around. We've got some great winter ideas and obviously incredible ways to get it done financially, even on credit. You have great business partnerships with names like Dollar Bank, which is all Pittsburgh all the time. We have a lot to get to. So what are some of the common problems that people face during these frigid days of winter, Carlos?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious things like the snow weighing on the branches, especially large pine trees. If we get any ice, that usually could bring down some big limbs or a tree. And I mean, if they have potential to hit your house, which is your main investment, you know, that's what you want to secure. That's what we come out and prioritize when we come to your property and we look around. Trying to secure your main investment and, you know, trimming them back or maybe removing them. We do an assessment of the trees, figure out the condition of them, and then where you stand liability-wise if there is damage to your home, which is coverage A, or a shed or garage, which is coverage B on your homeowners, where you stand with them, because they really only cover claims from healthy trees.
So I have to ask you, being a homeowner, and this is the second home I've owned, you know, I'm always going over the policies, this and that. Does the average person know for sure, just because they have homeowners, that all of this stuff is covered, or do they really need to double check?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't read the fine print, you find out quick what you do and don't have. You know, the homeowner's insurance, they have their own business model. So they want to make sure that their risk is kind of mitigated down to nothing. So, you know, they'll cover when a healthy tree falls because that's an act of God. No one can control, you know, predict or prevent it. But if the tree's dead or in a declining state, they claim neglect on you, the homeowner, that you didn't address it.
All right. Now, we're going to remind everyone, as always, whenever he's here, every other week, we give you a great opportunity. You get a chance to talk to the expert, the pro, Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. If you have any tree-related questions, any property-related questions, you're dealing with an issue, you need help, you get a chance to talk to him right now on this Sunday morning. All of our lines are open at 866-391-1020. So would anybody actually call and say, look, I know it's the dead of winter, the ground is frozen, but this huge tree trunk, this stump, it's got to go. Can you remove a tree stump or a trunk this time of year in the middle of all this frozen tundra out there?
Yeah, as long as we could get there with our equipment and it's accessible, you know, some of the equipment we run is fairly large. So as long as we have access into your yard with the equipment, we can get it done. We're very careful with how we approach, you know, the footprint we leave on your property. We have these big mats that are called Terra mats. They look like a big sheet of plywood, but it's a hard pressed plastic. And we put those down when we're bringing any equipment off a hard surface. If we're driving through your yard, you know, through your grass, through your landscape, we put the mats down so we don't tear up your yard. We don't want to be counterproductive, take your tree down and trash your yard. And if you read a lot of our reviews on the Better Business Bureau, a lot of people touch on that. Like, wow, I watched them drive a truck in my yard and 10 guys through my yard. And at the end of the day, couldn't even tell they were there. Half the time, the property looks better because we do a full cleanup of the property. So, yeah, we take a lot of pride in that.
So here's the other thing, too, which I was so fascinated by. And I actually had a couple of people ask me since you were here the last time, that if that neighbor's tree, you've actually been known to go, hey, look, we'll go talk to your neighbor a little bit before you have to make that initial, you know, link as far as communication is concerned. So you're willing, if someone calls, says, look, Carlos, this guy's tree has fallen on my yard. I really don't know him. I just moved here. Could you help me negotiate this thing or navigate it? You'll actually do that for people.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I just did that on a job we have in Forest Hills tomorrow. It was actually, we needed access with our equipment on this guy's property. So I went and knocked on his door, very friendly, introduced myself, let him know we have full insurance. And then another job I looked at last week in Wilkinsburg, the homeowner's next door neighbor, who's a rental unit, has a large tree of heaven sumac tree that all the lantern flies were on this past year. And they emit this like little liquid, it's called black poop. And it was coming all over this guy's yard. So he called me out and he's like, look, I'm going to pay for it, even though it's not my tree. I just want it out of here. And I said, you know, just make sure you get permission from that neighbor. And I don't think he would mind, because those type of trees, nobody really cares for them. No one planted them. They start as weeds. So there's a little bit of politics involved, and it depends on your relationship with that neighbor. But the majority of homes around here have neighbors. So you kind of enter in that agreement contract that you're going to be neighborly when things like this come up. So most of the times we're able to get the neighbor to agree to cutting his tree back or removing it. Sometimes they pitch in, or sometimes they say, look, if the customer's paying for it, have at it.
You know, I got to believe also there's somebody listening right now who was listening a few weeks ago before the snow came. Now, we didn't have like snowmageddon, but we had a half a foot of snow in some cases, in some places, something we haven't had in a very long time. Somebody right now is drinking a cup of coffee and saying, you know what? We should have called Carlos before. So if you are questioning anything in your yard right now that it could be an issue, if we get a good blanket of snow, you should make the call and get it eradicated before you have even more problems.
Yeah, this little snow that we had was a good reminder and precursor for what the homeowner should, you know, be proactive and get ahead of, you know, instances like that where they might have saw their neighbor's tree come down and they know they have that big limb from a large tree or a mature tree that's old, that's near the property, near the home, that they're saying, you know, maybe this next snow or ice is going to bring it down. Bring us out there. We're on your side when we come out. We want to help you, the homeowner, help you, the customer. We're all about coming out there and pointing out things that you may not know or you may not have seen, all in an effort to kind of secure your property and put you in the best place with your homeowner's insurance.
All right, he's the guy. He's Carlos McClintock, owner, creator, of course, behind the brand that is Greater Pitt Tree Service. And today, winter discounts and other useful information to properly manage your trees on your property. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, our number and all of our lines are available is 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But if you have a question about some trees on your property and you want an answer right now, number is 866-391-1020. Always happy to have him here, Carlos McClintock of Greater Pitt Tree Service, on your Sunday morning at KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. Right, listen, we want to take care of the people that take care of this man's brand at Greater Pitt Tree Service. But before we do that, just like my friend Andy Amrine from the True Value Show, which I just sent you his name, good guy to know. You're going to be in Washington County because it's the first of the season, the home show. Tell us about it.
Yeah, next weekend we're out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a booth out there. come out and see us. If you live, you know, south of Pittsburgh and you want to get out, that's a great home show to go to. You can meet a lot of contractors. You can get all of our information, schedule appointments. We're out there giving out free backpacks. So if you're looking for a backpack, just come out for the backpack. We love doing the home shows. I like when I'm out there and a customer comes up that we worked for before and just talking to him. And I have such a good memory. I can just say, hey, Mr. Smith, I remember doing your pine tree out there and down by the Meadowlands or whatever. And I really enjoy that.
They appreciate that type of stuff. Now, your crew, we appreciate them.
Yeah, they were warriors this past week. I mean, it was like hell week out there.
Cold.
I mean, we had a five-day job in Mount Washington at Chatham Village, which is a beautiful housing complex. It's 100 years old. It's a National Historic Landmark. I mean, just to ride through there is neat to take a drive through. It looks like it's all these properties, it's old brick properties, condos, townhouses, and they have these big courtyards in the middle. So that's one of our bigger commercial customers. So we go up there every winter and prune their oak trees for 5 days straight because they have so many. We had it scheduled for this week, man. I'm looking at the weather and I'm like pumping my crew up, like, let's go. And I was getting down at the lot like 5:30 in the morning, cleaning the trucks off, packing the gear, getting everything ready for when they come in. And then every day we went up there, we were, you know, shoveling our way back to where we left off and clearing the equipment off. And I mean, I enjoy that stuff because I like a good challenge. You know, the crew, had to keep them motivated, bought them nice lunch every day from Johnny's Diner in the West End. Give them a little plug. Those girls down there, I mean, that's like, I love going in there. That's like Pittsburgh through and through.
I want to go to Johnny's Diner.
Man, that's the best place to go for lunch or breakfast and sit at the counter and watch these girls. They're all hard workers, and I respect that.
All right, good stuff. Let's get to the calls for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. It's up first, we have joining us, it's John in Butler. Hey, John, you're on KDK. How are you?
Fine. Here's my question. Ground ivy got with the tree, and it grew up the tree, and it's circle around the tree. It's completely a big tree, mm-hmm, all with that ground ivy on it. Is that going to hurt the tree someday? Or
yes, I would venture to say yes. And we take down a lot of trees that get infested with the ivy. It kind of constricts the oxygen that the tree gets. And if you look in the spring or summer, like, the ivy's always bright green. It's thriving because it's on the exterior. It's getting all that rainwater before the tree's root system gets a chance to absorb it. Decorative, it's okay to maybe let it go like 6 to 8 feet up the tree. But after that, it becomes detrimental to the health of the tree. And we have to remove a lot of trees that get consumed by the ivy.
Thank you. That's a good answer.
Give us a
appreciate
call, John.
It.
Yeah, we could come out and take a look at it for you.
All right, we appreciate the call. Julita, you're on the KDK out there in Elizabeth. How are you? What's your question?
Hi, my question is, do you know anything about bees? I have a beautiful tree that has a bee nest in it now. There's a hollow spot, and I'm not sure if it's honeybees or the nasty bees. And if it's the nasty bees, the tree more likely should be cut down because they won't let me get close to them. But if it's the honeybees, do you know, can you take the honeybees out and put them somewhere? Because I don't want to kill honeybees.
Yep. When we encounter bees in a tree, which we do often, the crew got banged up a couple days in a row this last year, getting stung by them. But we usually call in a beekeeper and relocate the hive or the queen and maybe harvest the honey out because, you know, we don't want to upset the balance of nature, but we also don't want to get the guy stung because, you know, you get stung repeatedly by ground bees. It can be really bad for the employees. So I would call a beekeeper on that one.
Do you know a beekeeper? I don't.
I think Google will probably get you a good one.
Well, I actually do have one. If you want me to give you a name, I can do that.
Please.
Okay. We have a guy by the name of Steve Rapaski who joins us all the time here at KDK Radio, a really nice guy and a professional through and through, and might be a great contact for Carlos moving forward as well. And I'll get that number and I'll give it to you right now. Whenever you're ready, I can write it and give you the number.
I am ready.
All right. His company is Berg Bees. That's Berg Bees. And his number is 412-445-7872. Steve Rapaski.
Thank you very much. Love your show.
All right. Good stuff. You know, I never even thought about you guys dealing with bees.
Yeah, they were bad this year for some reason. I mean, a couple of days in a row, the same crew that went out got hit up by them. And I've been stung many a times. I actually went out to look at a job the other day. And I remember like 12 years ago, I was on this job and we encountered a nest of the ground bees. And they chased me for like two blocks. They come at you till they find you. They're nasty.
They'll chase you?
Oh, man, I've taken off my shirt. I'm running. They're in my shirt. I'm flying down the street.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen, lots of calls coming in for this. So I can't imagine what it's like in the spring and summer when you're getting this many calls in the dead of winter. I told my audience one of the first things this morning promoting you being here. I have learned more in the month that I've known you about winter tree-related questions. I never even thought trees were they were like an afterthought during the winter. But this can be a really busy time of year for you.
Yeah, like either way. I mean, if it's mild and that people keep calling because a lot of times they don't associate the temperatures we had last week and the snow on the ground with tree work. So it goes either way for us. If we get a big winter storm, they call because the trees come down. If it's mild winter, like last year, we worked straight through the winter, people will call. Bottom line, like we're here 365 days a year. We're rain, snow, ice. We're like the postman out there. We're coming regardless.
All right. Again, our number is 866-391-1020. You can reach them at 412-884-TREE. That's Greater Pitt Tree Service. He is the man behind the brand, Carlos McClintock. Darlene, you're on KDKA. How are you?
I'm fine, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. Carlos, I don't know if you work with small ornamental trees. This is a Japanese, let me see, I have the name of it, Japanese maple bloodwood tree, Acer palmatum, I think it is. Mm-hmm. It's been in my front yard for 30 years. We planted it when we built the house. The last couple years, the fellow that trims my shrubs in the front has been concerned about it. He said it's not looking so good. It's not as bright and vibrant color and leaves as it used to be. I mean, they're not falling off, but it just doesn't look healthy anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you know of anyone, or is there anybody that you work with could come when the weather breaks and take a look at it?
Yes, that's a good question. We do service ornamental trees and shrubs like that on your property. We actually just launched our sister company, Greater Pitt Plant Healthcare, and that deals mm-hmm. with questions like you're asking. And we have a ISA certified arborist, Troy, who will come out, look at the tree, assess it. You know, on a tree like that, there's a lot of factors. You know, it's a very mature tree. It's old. There's maple blight that goes around, maybe trimmed improperly. Troy could come out and analyze everything from the soil around it to the condition of the tree and give you a good recommendation on how to keep it healthy.
When should I, do I call your number and when should I do that?
Yes, you could call 412-884-TREE and one if someone in the office, either our GM Desiree or one of the office managers will take your call. Troy will be out and about like late winter, early spring on assessments like that, because it's a better time to see the condition of the tree. So yeah, give us a call and we could schedule Troy to get out there early spring for you, give you an assessment.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Darlene.
All right, we're going to take a break. Get on the lines. If you have a question, our lines are open at 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock is here. Winter-related tree questions. And also, if you're planning ahead for the spring and you're waiting for some of that money from Uncle Sam to roll in and you want to put it towards those trees and some outside projects, now's the time to start planning. So 866-391-1020 for us. And you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, this is Greater Pitt Tree Service today on KDKA. All right, Carlos McClintock is here. Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Had a lot of calls in the last segment. If you have a tree-related question in the dead of winter, you want to give us a call, or maybe you're starting to plan ahead and thinking about some things you'd like to do moving forward, call us. The number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. You know, we talk a lot about residential. Do you do commercial too?
Yeah, we have a handful of commercial accounts that we've had for a long time. We pick up a few new ones every year. I would say 80% of our work, though, is residential. That's our mainstay. That's what we're known for, coming in and out of people's yards every day. But, you know, when we've done a lot of commercial work for a lot of developers and contractors that are putting up all these new buildings around Pittsburgh the last, you know, 7 to 10 years. We've been involved in a lot of those projects.
Are you going to do any landscaping, mulching, or do any of that stuff moving forward?
Well, landscaping, not so much, but we're putting together a mulch supply yard down at our lot on 51, very accessible, right on 51. You'll be able to pull up. We'll have somebody down there. You can buy, you know, colored and dyed mulch at a very good price. So we generate a lot of the material out in the field, the chips and the logs, and we historically have given them to, or they, you know, kind of charge us a little bit to take them there, these big wood waste recycling companies.
Right.
And we've been with the same company for about 12 or 13 years, and we kind of brokered a deal for them to now bring us the product back to us that's colored and dyed mulch. So we'll have great pricing down there. You know, if you're in the South Hills, it's a great spot to pull in, get your mulch loaded up, great price, and take it out to your property.
All right. So, by the way, if you have a question, you want to call us, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them, 412-884-TREE. Can you go to someone's property now and say, look, this is what I want to do come April. This is what I want to do come late March. I'll have a little extra cash then. Can you start setting jobs up now and giving people estimates now for spring work?
Yes, 100%. It's a good time to bring us out there because we have availability in our schedule. Or if you're trying to figure out when we can get to you come spring, you know, we get like 4 to 6 weeks booked out pretty quick. About the middle of March, we do, along with the small home shows, we do the big Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center every year. I think this is our 10th or 11th year down there. And that's 10 days down there, and people come to our booth and they're like, I need this done, I need that done, come out. So we get pretty busy pretty quick. So right now, you know, if you have something you're thinking about, and maybe you're getting that tax check back and have some money, you know, in the budget for the tree work, it's a great time to give us a call and get a salesman out there, or even myself. I'm out in the field now looking at jobs. So give us a call and we could get out there and get a little bit ahead of it.
Yeah, March 8th, the home show will start, and we'll be down there broadcasting, and he's going to drop over and spend a little time with me as well. So get down and make sure you spend a little time with Carlos and Greater Pitt Tree Service at the Home and Garden Show beginning March 8th. Okay, here is Michael in O'Hare. You're on KDK. How are you?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning,
Michael.
I live in Western Pennsylvania and with a deer-infested area. I'm always fighting the deer, but I planted two beautiful little maple trees in my front yard, and the deer were, they're not supposed to like them, but they found those new buds nice, and they started to nibble on those. So they went away for that. Now in the winter here, they're scraping their horns on the trunk of it. So I've covered them up, I've wrapped them in tape, and I did the old Irish Spring soap, put it there. But is there anything I need to do to make sure these trees come back? Because I'm really worried about it. You know, big investment in two brand new trees.
Yeah, that would be something we'd have to come out and look at and see, you know, what condition they're in and what applications we can do through our plant healthcare division and get Troy, our ISA certified arborist, out there and kind of assess the trees and see what we can do to, you know, stave off anything that the deer have done to this point.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going all the way around the tree. They're on like one side, mm-hmm, of both of them. But I put that brown tape around them, and then I put that Irish Spring. It's the snow. It doesn't looks like they're avoiding them now, but, you know, I just want to make sure they grow because, you know,
yeah,
trees aren't cheap.
No, they're very pricey, especially the trees you're talking about. you know, best thing to do, give us a call and get Troy out there. He's very knowledgeable about that. He graduated from the University of Dayton in arboriculture. He's the guy to bring out there and show what you have out there.
All right, we'll do that.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get Troy in here sometime.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I told him, I said, you're coming on the air soon, so get ready.
Yeah.
He's like an insight. He's the science behind it. Like, I'm the street guy out there.
The muscle.
Yeah, I'm the muscle out there, but I go with him out to assessments, and we just went to a big estate out in Fox Chapel, and he's just like, I mean, he's so passionate about it. He's young. He knows what he's talking about. People are very impressed by him when we bring him out there. And I mean, he loves it.
Did you ever ask him why? Because I find that so fascinating what people do, but especially an arborist and somebody who goes to college for it. There had to be something that just made him click when he was a young kid saying, boy, this is really what I want to do.
Yeah, I'm sure that was what it was. It's, you know, it's a great industry. It affords you a lot of freedom out there in the field. You're not stuck behind a desk. He's, you know, obviously developed some affection towards it, you know, I'm sure when he was younger, and he pursued it and got a degree in it. And he's our ISA certified arborist. He's taken, he has to do updated credits every year, and he's taken a lot of classes now. So we can do these applications on your property through our plant healthcare division. He's great to have on board.
You know, that Greenfield Cougar sweatshirt that you're wearing, that's looking pretty sharp.
I know. I get a lot of compliments.
And aren't we all happy that Mike McCarthy of Greenfield, come on.
He played for the Cougars.
Did he?
I'm sure he did, yeah. We all did growing up. He might have played at St. Phil's, one or the other, but, I mean, that was like a rite of passage in Greenfield. You know, you played baseball. The Greenfield Baseball Association is one of the first Little League associations in Pittsburgh, and it's very impressive the way it's been run, how it's still being run. And the Greenfield Cougars were the same thing. All our coaches were like all these guys that, you know, steel workers or came out of Vietnam. I mean, they were hard nosed. They made you hit. We did the stuff that's illegal now today, like the Oklahomas, and I still remember my first concussion. It was just like, you know, shake it off and get back in there. And
Oklahoma was the worst.
Oh, it was the worst, but it was the best.
Lay on your back, helmet to helmet, yeah. They'd blow the whistle and get up, and you had to turn around and just get ready to either get plowed or hit someone.
Yeah, they won't do that these days with the kids.
All right, again, reach them at 412-884-TREE. Probably made you grow up to be a muscle behind this business. That's probably why you're so good at it. All right, 866-391-1020. Let's go to Nancy in Monroeville. Busy day today for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. This is actually Missy from Monroeville. Good morning to you.
Hi,
both.
Missy.
Hi. Hey, I have a question for you. About 10 years ago, I had a landscaper come in, and I really think he's more of like a grass cutting, hedge trimming guy, but whatever. He planted 2 eastern redbud trees on the corner of my house. And I asked him at that time, I said, isn't that too close to the house? And he said, oh, no, it'll be fine. It's a slow-growing tree. Well, it's, you know, I would say right now they're both reaching up to the gutters on the side of my house. And if I were to take it from the corner of my house to the trunk of the tree, I'm going to say that distance is probably about 6 feet. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, that's very common, and we've made a living out of it when trees are planted too close to a home, because they come in a little bucket, and the landscaper's like, you know, or the homeowner's like, this is a great place for it. I could sit on the porch and watch it grow, and in 15, 20 mm-hmm. years later, it's kind of outgrown its coverage area. And then, so we get called in, and the homeowner wants us to maybe trim it back and get it below the gutter line. And then that's kind of the situation we're put in, because we want to practice proper pruning techniques. We want to meet your objective, and we want to end up with something aesthetically pleasing. Because when my trucks are at your house, they're bright green, they're our company names all over them. So we have to kind of proceed with caution on how to marry those three things: your objective, proper pruning techniques, and something aesthetically pleasing. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the recommendation could be you know, might be time to get it out of there instead of hacking away on it and start over with something else. You know, it's circumstantial. So when we come out, we kind of play devil's advocate and we'll tell you like, look, we're going to reduce it below the gutters, but guess what? It's not going to look that great. You know, so we try to manage the expectations of the customer because we want to end up with a good review from you or a good relationship. So it's difficult sometimes.
Okay. My concern was mainly, you know, forgetting the aesthetic portion of it, I'm concerned with my foundation and the roots.
Yeah, and maples, our red buds also, they have the roots keep growing and they seek out water in the ground and, you know, they're detecting water in your sewage line or in your home. And it's a shame because red buds are beautiful trees. I'm sure it's mature and beautiful. It's just good tree, bad spot, which is a lot of our removals.
Okay, I have a feeling I'll be giving you a call. So
yeah, I'd
so
love
much.
To come
I
out and see it.
It.
Sure, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for the call. By the way, their number is 412-884-TREE. Set up all the appointments, everything you need. You can call 412-884-TREE, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock. Our number, one more segment, and have all been busy with some great phone calls. So if you have any questions you need answered from Carlos right now, some of those tree issues here in the winter of 2024, maybe planning ahead for springtime, call us at 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock, Rob Pratt, back with more in just a moment. Greater Pitt Tree Service on KDKA. Good morning. All right, we've got some stuff to get to, and then I want to get to Elizabeth and Robinson. Lots of calls today for Carlos McClintock. He'll be back with us in 2 weeks. But again, 412-884-TREE, you can reach him. But we want to just take a little bit of time to talk about one thing that he just dealt with that maybe, as I like to say, one person goes to five, goes to 10 listening, and maybe this will help you too. Save you a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of time, and make you to be able to hang on to your homeowner's insurance and pay a good premium. So explain about the trip that you went to take care of a cherry tree that did some damage. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a call the other day for out in the North Hills, and guy had a large cherry tree fall, smashed his kid's play set out there. He has a big, huge yard out there. So I come out there, and, you know, it's traumatizing for these kids to look out and the parents to see where their kids play, and this play set was just, like, flattened by this large cherry tree that came down. And so I'm looking around the rest of his property. He has a trampoline out there and a patio where they have a fire pit and just put a new addition on the back of the house. So I start walking around, and one after another, he has these massive cherry and oak trees that are just rotted at the bottom or cavities in the top, woodpecker holes. I mean, he had a lot of tree work. So I just keep walking through the property doing an assessment, which we usually charge for that, but I kind of threw it in for free. And, you know, the guy ended up having, like, for a package deal, like $20,000 in tree work. But that was to secure his home, his family. So we were able to patch him through with the financing options we have now, Dollar Bank and Hearth Financing. You know, we'll get you financed one way or another. And if neither of those two work, I'll finance you to give you an in-house financing deal so you can sleep. This guy, I don't even know how he sleeps at night with all these trees. So I'm like, well, let's take care of this. Let's get this done one way or another because you have a lot of danger here. And so he's going to have a claim on his homeowners from this cherry tree that hit the swing set, play set, you know, and a week away or 2 weeks away or a month away, he's going to get another claim here and on this part of the property. And the homeowners is going to say, we're done. We're canceling you. So you really have to be aware where you stand with these homeowners insurance companies.
Well, and here's the other thing. We always talk about it hitting the swing set or the roof or the window or the porch. What about if it hits a pedestrian or your kids or your dog? I mean, the big picture, this stuff can be deadly.
Yeah, we have another job coming up out in the North Hills, and the customer had this large tree and it's hanging out over her street and a lot of dead branches. You know, one of those dead branches detach and hits a car driving by or a car swerves to miss it, causes an accident. It's a very residential area, hits someone walking their dog or their kid. That's on you because anything dead or declining on your property is neglect. You should address it or get ahead of it and have us come out and address it. And So you're putting yourself in a bad position, not taking care of these trees or addressing them.
All right, let's take a call for Carlos. Here's Elizabeth in Robinson. Elizabeth, you're on KDKA. Go ahead, please.
I have a maple tree that came down in the windstorm the other night. It's down. And I was wondering, I'm 89 and a half. My husband was a disabled vet, just passed away this past year. Is there a discount for a customer like myself to have this removed?
Yeah, I would say if I came out, I'd probably end up doing it for free for you, because I'm a sucker for that, and I like helping the elderly out, especially vets. So give me a call. If it's something I could come out with a couple guys and take care of, you know, if I got to charge you, I'll try to get you to where, you know, it's minimal and covers okay. our expense of coming out. But give us a call. I'd love to come out there and help you. I've teamed up with Marty a lot on.
Yes, I hear about Marty touting your generosity. I just would appreciate some help. It just needs hauled away, probably cut up and hauled away. What number should I call, or how do I go about this?
Yeah, call the 412-884-TREE number. I'll go up there now after I get out of here at 10 o'clock and look at it for you and try to get a crew out there this week for you.
This week?
Yeah.
What number do I call, please?
412.
Yes.
884.
Uh-huh.
8733.
8733. Mm-hmm. And you think you may be able to check it out today?
Yeah, call me now, leave a message with the address, and when I leave the studio here in Greentree, I'll run out to your house and take a look at it for you.
Oh my God, God bless you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
My God. I don't expect you to do it in the snow, but if you get a break or a window of time, it would really be appreciated.
Yep, we'll come out and help you out. Don't worry about it. We got you.
All right, and you do so much good work. And listen, you're a city kid. You grew up, you understand what neighbors are all about, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't help people out, what's the point of being successful or, you know, having a good business? You know, it's I'm all about the relationships first, and after that, kind of the money comes in, I guess. And, you know, a lot of business owners are the opposite, and that they might not do as well or last as long. But we're here, man. We're not going anywhere. If you need help, give us a call.
Listen, I had a lot of fun today. A lot of information, a lot of people buying into you by calling in and getting information. And obviously your success continues to grow. And we're so happy to have you part of the weekend lineup on KDKA.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the listeners, and you see our advertisements or Google us. Hire us, because your money goes back out in the community. We will sponsor your baseball team, and we'll help out the World War II vets. I'm going to go out and help out this lady. So when you hire us, or we're working in your neighborhood, I'm going to buy the crew lunch at your local diner or restaurant. So your money, when you hire us, goes back into the community, and that's what we enjoy.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait.
412-884-TREE, Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.